This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Hi, I'm Sarah Donchi. Juliette has the evening off. We are in for a dangerously hot 4th of July holiday week. You probably felt the heat today, depending on where you were, but it's really going to heat up tomorrow with most of the Bay Area under a heat alert for the week. A red flag warning is also going into effect late tonight. Paul Hagan is here with the very latest. Lots to cover, and the timing is important in all of this.
Yeah, we're going to see the heat advisories and excessive heat warnings going into effect tomorrow and continuing all the way through Saturday, so most of the four-day holiday weekend. And the excessive heat warning includes most of the Bay Area. This is where the hottest temperatures are going to occur, anywhere from 95 to 110 degrees for those daytime highs. Important to stay hydrated, find air conditioning whenever you can. And the heat advisory is in effect around the bay. So even spots that usually stay a little bit cooler, including San Francisco, are going to be up to 80 degree high temperatures tomorrow, likely continuing around that territory again on Wednesday, the two warmest days, the hottest days that we have in the 7-day forecast. Tomorrow, we're going to be anywhere from 13 to 21 degrees above average. 80 degrees in San Francisco, but above 90 in Oakland, right at 100 degrees in San Jose, and almost 110 degrees for a high temperature in Concord by tomorrow afternoon. Now, with that heat, the fire fuels are going to be drying out even more. We will add a brief window of offshore winds to the mix, and that's why we have the red flag warning that goes into effect tonight at 11 o'clock for the North Bay Mountains and the East Bay Hills. The fire threat is going to remain elevated, though, and even after this expires, because we're heading to that 4th of July weekend, and it's always a time when a lot of human-caused wildfires are ignited. And if that wasn't enough, we also have a spare the air alert for tomorrow. Air quality likely to be into that unhealthy for sensitive groups range for inland parts of the East Bay and the Santa Clara Valley. More of the same on Wednesday. The same weather pattern keeping the heat in place is also going to trap a lot of urban pollution near ground level. We are going to take a look at the full 7-day forecast, including the holiday weekend, hot as it may be, coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, we are diving headfirst into a very busy weather week, Paul. All right, thanks for keeping us posted. We'll check in with you soon. So this extreme heat, the wind, and all of these dry hills that you see right here are bad enough, but add in fireworks and it could be a recipe for disaster. Our Wilson Walker talked with firefighters over in Alameda County to see how they're getting ready.
Temperatures always seem around the 4th of July, it seems like it creeps up on us. Like the temperature knows, this is the week, this is the year to get for the sun to be even hotter, for the grass to be even drier.
Across the Bay Area, first responders are looking at the confluence of the calendar and the weather forecast, and they see trouble.
We're here right now with a few of our pieces of apparatus that are specialized for responding to wildland fires.
Alameda County Fire is just one of the departments staffing up for the week, and they even set a hillside on fire to show just how dry things already are. And with the 4th of July, it's rarely just one fire.
In perspective, if we have a small grass fire in Castro Valley, we respond all these specialized resources to Castro Valley. Now we have something starts in Livermore. Now we need a balance of who needs to go to Castro Valley, who goes to Livermore. Meanwhile, a fire starts in Union City. Now we have three different cities driving in the Bay Area through traffic.
We're talking, you know, 50 to 100 patients at our facility just around that holiday time.
The head of the burn unit joined in for Santa Clara County's plea for holiday restraint, and law enforcement is also mobilizing for the annual flood of illegal fireworks.
We're putting out additional patrols, both marked and unmarked units, to find people shooting off these aerials and these larger ordnance. It is illegal. They are dangerous.
All of this will be complicated by the additional medical calls that can come with extreme heat. And while the first responders around the Bay Area are getting ready,
we can go out and do all the community education as possible, but what we do need is the community to play their part to be safe as well.
They also mentioned that some local resources have been deployed to the fires burning near Fresno and in the Sierra, so they're not exactly at full staffing now. Then you get the heat on top of the holiday, so they are not waiting for the warnings. They are going to start now, and you will probably hear a few more of them before we finally get to the 4th of July.
So this is another look from San Francisco at just how quickly fireworks can start fires if they land in the wrong spot. Firefighters say illegal fireworks set off in Viz Valley last night landed in dry brush over at McLaren Park. And even on a foggy night, which it was, it only took minutes for the winds to fan the flames. The fire started burning about 3 acres. Thankfully, nobody got hurt and no homes were damaged. To try and cut down on the threat of fires, PG&E may shut off power to 12,000 Northern California customers as early as tonight. Now, in the Bay Area, it isn't as many, about 96 customers in Solano County, 16 customers in Napa County, and a dozen customers or so in Sonoma County were also told to get ready. The potential outages are in Shasta and Tehama counties. PG&E is also warning about unplanned outages across the Bay Area because of heat. Now, if your power does go out, cooling centers will be open in different parts of the Bay Area. You can plan ahead for where they are and where you might be able to go by checking out the list of cooling centers on our website, kpix.com. Warriors fans may have seen this coming, but it still hurts. Klay Thompson is leaving the Dubs for the Dallas Mavericks. Not only did he help the Warriors win four championship titles, he was also a fan favorite, and people we talked to today were very disappointed to see him go.
We're really going to miss you, Klay, especially your three-point shots.
Good luck in Dallas or wherever you end up. You're still awesome.
Okay, Vern Glenn is here. Expected and unexpected, last couple of days there was some talk about maybe the Lakers, maybe it was going to be the Mavs. In either case, it was going to be a team that really seemed to want Klay because he's still immensely talented. How is this going to shape up for the Dubs?
Time will tell. Safe to say, the NBA, it's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately kind of league. Now, are the best years behind one of the cornerstones of a Warriors dynasty? Maybe, but his body of work, unquestioned in 13 years.
I think Golden State's getting a very complete player.
Klay proved to be correct in getting taken with the 11th pick of the 2011 draft. And owner Joe Lacob also had high expectations for the rookie from Washington State.
I think Klay Thompson is just an extraordinary. Our coaches are excited about him.
Thompson and Steph Curry became the first two pillars of the Dubs' future championship core, creating a lethal combination behind the arc.
Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, in my opinion, they're the greatest shooting backcourt in the history of the game.
And while Steph may have been the headliner, there was no shortage of moments from Klay.
They pop him again.
Klay again, history.
Not missed a shot in the third.
Klay, have you ever experienced anything like that on any level?
Maybe elementary school. I had like 50 playing down with like a bunch. I was in fourth grade. I was playing with some third graders too.
Thompson also came to the rescue in the postseason for Golden State. The legend of Game 6, Klay, was born in 2016 when he hit 11 threes at Oklahoma City to keep the Dubs season alive. Klay, Curry, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant built the Warriors into a dynasty, winning three NBA titles in 4 years.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Klay just Googled himself and say three-time champion already.
But Thompson's career changed in 2019 when he tore his ACL in the NBA Finals against Toronto. After suffering the injury, he ran back onto the court to shoot free throws and tried to stay in the game. Thompson tore his Achilles in 2020, and the two major injuries kept him out for the next 2.5 years.
He's back!
I'm just so happy right now. I did not shoot as well as I wanted to, but I'm just so happy I can even look at the stat sheet and see my name there.
Less than 6 months after making his comeback, Thompson and the Dubs won their fourth championship in Boston in 2022.
Holy cannoli, this is crazy.
Klay also became a fan favorite for his antics off the court.
I want to be Klay. He's got it figured out.
Driving his boat in the bay, swimming in the ocean during the playoff series.
I'm just going to go jump in the ocean. I just know that will reset my mind, and it worked.
And capping post-game press conferences with paper airplanes.
That's a good one.
Oh,
I might have won that.
It was a 13-year run that made Thompson a legend in Bay Area sports.
It's all gravy. It's been such a freaking special run.
All right, so tickets for his return when the Mavericks visit Chase Center will be through the roof. The demand will be so high. Now, what number will he wear in Dallas? Number 11 is not available. Kyrie Irving wears it. The Warriors did announce, though, no one will ever wear number 11 again in Dub Nation.
Yeah, this is you know, it's a big one. It feels like some of the NBA's biggest superstars are starting to age out a little bit, and it's tough.
All dynasties
come to an end.
I know.
And it is never, never pretty when it happens.
I know.
All those teams across all those sports, it happens.
Yep. All right, Vern, thank you so much. Still